You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
And the German saver, better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when I turn right, but you turn all the way left.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Oh, my name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'm so glad you're here today, and I'm glad I'm here today because I'm especially glad that our guest is here today, a phenomenal woman who is going to bless us all. Would you please introduce yourself to our friends who are listening?
Hello, my name is Colleen McQueen. I'm a licensed professional counselor. Just going to spread the word today. I am thankful to be here. Just want to just share my thoughts on trying to not only get to happy, but finishing tasks we start.
Wow, okay. Oh boy, perfect timing because a lot of us have a lot to do these days. I'm so happy that you're here. Thank you for being with us. Well, help us out.
Okay, here's the journey, here's how I got here. When we kind of think about struggling to get things done and getting things accomplished, I always think of the word procrastination. Mm-hmm. And I joked with a lot of my friends and family, and I said, I am a pro at procrastination, meaning it's become a skilled art with me. And I wanted to kind of dissect the word procrastinate, because a lot of times we utilize the word to make it synonymous with laziness. And I actually took the time out to research a little bit of the word procrastinate, and it is not, in fact, laziness.
Wow.
It is a behavior caused by stress in our lives, which led me to say, yes, that is correct, because we don't want to put things off, but things just end up that way because 9 times out of 10, it is because of stress and things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I said earlier it would get you to the point, but my life wheel balance has been shifting. I'll say shifting. I don't know if it's changing totally yet, but it seems like all areas of my life are out of balance.
Mm.
So when I say the life will balance, I want to try to get my work, my home, and other relationships together. And I believe the spirit of the procrastination or the destination procrastination has kind of taken over. And I don't want to say that I've been lazy with getting to things, but my anxiety or my thinking thoughts about things have been occupying a lot of my mental energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I think it's especially helpful for folks to hear that it's not laziness, it's not a moral failing,
mm-hmm.
it's not that you're a bad person, it's that maybe you're just overwhelmed. And so, okay, how do we recognize procrastination in our own lives?
Okay, and it can be as simple as putting off the task that you don't really want to do. It doesn't mean that you're lazy with it. It's just the anxiety about completing and starting it. And I took it kind of back to, like, some of the biblical teachings and,
mm-hmm.
like, making sure you complete tasks, like in, I should have wrote it down, in Galatians, where you're told just go forth and do things, go into the land and finish the task that I set out for you. And a lot of times we are so busy doing everything, but busy doing nothing, meaning we fill our time with a lot of busy work. So I'll give you some examples. And yes, I am using myself as an example as well. So I'm not just pulling things out and saying this is a other people problem. I call it the not me's, but yeah. I can say for sure it is me, because a lot of times we say, well, at least that's not me, but this time it is me. So I'm putting myself out there. It can start off with just taking the time out to try to, I'll put in air quotes, catching up with the news. There's a fine line between catching up with the news and social media and just trying to find what's going on, the sensational things. Not saying we can't, you know, partake and enjoy all the social fun of the internet, but there's a fine line with saying, oh, I just want to be informed with the news, then going into the territory of just watching everything that comes out, clicking on it, and then 20 minutes turns into 3 hours or 2 hours and a half, because one thing, oh, that looks interesting, then you go to that. I go in debates with, you know, my husband, because he's like, you don't need to focus on the news and everything, all that. And I do agree with him with that, but as far as with the procrastination, how it comes to the procrastination, is it best to, okay, get your news that you need, weather, whatever you need to get through the day, and then everything else is, what do you need all that information for? You know, it's good to be informed, but sometimes you can, in this world, sometimes you can let some things go, like knowing, you know, how someone behaved in a court trial and different things like that. Sometimes that can spring up our anxiety, and I'm getting to the point. And all the things that you're focused on, busy focused on everything but nothing, turns into another stressor, which leads to, as I said before, the procrastination. So just catching yourself, you know, before you get into the full-on destination procrastination. So I always say we should always try to strive and work towards getting what we need, just a little snippet of it, and moving on. So that would be, the news is sort of like, for me, just kind of like just a check-in that I, you know, understand, you know, what's going on, because I'm one of those people, I don't like to not know, like, what's the latest topic, but I need to, you know, move off of it a little bit more and not make it such a, I don't want to say habit, but more of a focal point. So my wheel, as far as finding the news, I need to adjust it somehow to say that I don't need it as much in my wheel as I think I do.
Is there a pressure to stay constantly in contact on social media, or constantly, you know, is there a real pressure being put on people that now, if you don't know everything that's happening right now, you're somehow missing out or you're somehow failing?
I do believe it is, because I think somehow we've gotten to the point where we need to tell people that we've acknowledged that they sent something to us. And sometimes we feel the pressure, like, oh boy, they need $10 more for this fund, or XYZ candidate won't make it. So sometimes there's a pressure internal, you know how they pile it on for, like, you gotta have this, you need this. If you do not help out, you know, all is lost. And I think it's the hurry up and wait culture where we tend to have issues like that, where we try to try to make up for things and say, oh, if not them, then who? Then I must be able to solve this issue or mm-hmm. pay attention. Mm-hmm. Or I'll make it even simpler. If somebody puts a post somewhere and says, oh, you didn't read my post. Well, okay, if I do, I comment, but it should be okay if I don't and don't comment as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I understand as an issue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what if we have, because what I find is when I'm procrastinating, I don't even enjoy the stuff that I'm procrastinating with quite as much because I know I'm procrastinating. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm not mm-hmm. even really
yes.
enjoying this. I'm just like, oh, I know. So what if we've identified that, maybe there are some things in our life we're procrastinating about or we're not looking mm-hmm. at it. I think they might fall into categories, too. Like, there are some things we're procrastinating because
yes,
it's difficult for us, maybe, where it's hard or time-consuming,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have the energy for it. Or maybe there's something we fear dealing with. I don't know. So,
mm-hmm.
so how do we tell if we're really procrastinating or if we just haven't gotten around to it yet?
Well, here's two schools of thought. It could be something that's, like, a breakthrough, like there's something that we really, really want to do, mm-hmm. but we've talked ourselves out of it without saying the words out loud, I can't do this, this is too hard.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of create like this unspoken shield, which manifests itself through not handling things that we should do. So mm-hmm. for an example, say we really, really want to apply, well, just like I said, I'll use myself. Say we really want to apply for a certain job.
Mm-hmm.
We've got everything we need to do the job, but that last step of just sending the application in, we just talk ourselves out of it and don't send it in because in our mind is like, oh, I really want it, but what if it does happen? What if I do get it?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I'm not going to send it right now. Mm-hmm. We make up an excuse. Or we make up something else we need to get it. It's like, oh, well, maybe if I have this a little bit more, then I'll feel more comfortable sending it in.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I feel the procrastination may not be just an anxiety about not receiving something. It could be an anxiety about actually receiving as well. It could
yeah.
be a stressor about, mm-hmm. okay, I may actually, you know, dare myself or really do something, and I might have to back it up. And the energy of having to deal with that is just so time-consuming. It makes me stressed out, mm-hmm. and it makes me want to procrastinate more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I say, you know, there's a fine line between, like I said, we're not going to call it's not laziness.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the mental energy and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It's either that fear or anxiety of something that could go well or go right, or it's the fear of anxiety of, oh, wow, this could succeed, and then that means I'm going to have more issues to deal with and more things to do.
Mm-hmm.
So using myself, because there's some things that I want to do in transition of my mental energy as I've been taking the necessary steps. However, to take it across the finish line,
mm-hmm.
the little bug of doubt, fear, anxiety keeps creeping mm-hmm. in. Like I said, it's not constant self-talk, but it is constant actions and behaviors, like I said before,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
lend itself to not getting the task done.
Wow. There's so much in what you're saying, such wisdom. And I wonder if perfectionism
is yes, that is one
is
of
that
them.
A cause of procrastination?
Yeah, there's perfectionism and disconnect from your future self. That's
okay.
That's the better word. That's the way to say it. I'm sorry, I escaped my mind.
Yeah, that's great.
So there is a disconnect from my future self, and my future self is in a different position and situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was saying it's not only the stress and anxiety of, you know, maybe something that may be harder, but it could actually be something that you really, really, really want to do that you keep avoiding. And when I said the life balance wheel, it's not always the one thing. I always say we're a set of dominoes sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We're one thing, or I don't know if persons may remember, like the hip bone connected to this bone and that bone. It's like everything plays a part. There are, I don't want to say rarely, but a lot of things are contingent upon other things. So even though maybe you didn't finish a certain task, like you say, oh, this task only had to do with this category. Mm. Sometimes the feeling has to do with other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
Case in point, stomach aches, issues, psychosomatic complaints, and things like that. That's all a part of anxiety. And when you're anxious or when you don't feel well, whether you complete a task or not, you still may manifest it physically. So there's a lot of things that play upon your procrastination or your behaviors that is beyond the thing, I'll say the thing that's got you procrastinated. It could seep into other areas.
Right. I wonder if there's something, the myth of better. For example, oh, I'll do this when I can do it better. Or what I need to do is get better and then I'll do it. Or I need to, you know, a lot of people say, oh, they need to lose weight first. Or they need to, it's always something, right? It's, instead of starting right now, well, and once I do this, I want to get this together and all, and then I'll look into that and all. And one of my great mentors told me one time that there's such a thing as good enough. You know, we're not saying you should be mediocre or not do good things, but he would say, like with a book manuscript, for example, you know, you can revise it and 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 never get it published because you're always working on it. Or you can get it to a point where, you know, you've read it, your mentors have read it, and everybody's like, wow, this is good, and then start sending it to publishers. And so he would say, you have to come to a place where it's good enough. You know, you look nice. You look nice. No, have a good time. So does that, how do we overcome that? The idea that, well, better later.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm living example of this, and I'm not thinking fatalistic, but there's something to be said is just ask for forgiveness. Instead of permission, because sometimes when we're trying to make things nice, neat, in the bow, and you touched upon it, we touched upon it on that perfectionism, there comes a point where you will never experience the finished product because you will always retool. It will never be good enough. So when I say ask for forgiveness instead of permission, sometimes the do is better than the don't. The do is better than don't, because it's just the same thing with trying things. I've said this before. When I do work with persons one-to-one in counseling session, I say, I'd rather you go ahead and do and complain about it than don't do it and complain about it. Because then I said, okay, now we got more fodder for the fire. We could talk about something here. You could say, actually, I tried this experience. It didn't work out well. Okay, that's fine. Talking about why you didn't do something, that to me is not as exciting. It's still, you know, worth its salt, because everything makes a good book. Like I said, that's my one thing. Whether you finish, you don't finish, everything makes a good book because it makes it unique. And just, you know, you take CEOs, anybody, you can take yourself. There's always that, hey, I tried this 4 times, it didn't work, the 5th time it worked. So I do believe in timing, and sometimes it's just not your time, but don't count yourself out of that timing. Go ahead and do it, and then let the world or God tell you, hey, you know, not the time for that. But I think we are a nation obsessed with perfectionism, doing things the right way, because if we break that down, mm-hmm. is there really a right way all the time? You know, barring not barging into a company and saying, you know, make me the head of your, yeah, you know, right. requisitions department. But you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Certain things, sometimes things just happen. And if you're not experiencing life, if you're sitting there procrastinating and wondering, oh, well, maybe I need this to do that, you'll never get a chance to know, because maybe that time you did, you know, take a step. And I'm not going to knock anybody, because maybe someone has, you know, stepped into the CEO's office and got the head of requisitions department. You know, like I said, yeah. that could happen too. And that maybe that's part of my procrastination issue. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe I don't think big enough. Mm. Yeah. So that's part of it too. And sometimes we I think it's all related. We don't dream big enough sometimes. And I think our dream vision, short-sightedness, myopic lens affects our procrastination too, especially if we really want a big idea to go through, but we can't get to the big idea because we got all these little small negative ideas or content that keeps us from moving forward. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things. I think if we work on just doing instead of creating 18,000 lists and what we should do from 9 to 10 and 10 to 12 and all that, I think that kind of ruins it. Not to knock anybody who's big on lists and things like that, mm-hmm. but sometimes those lists can keep us from doing. I was at a seminar, well, it was more of a women's conference, and she challenged us to work on an itinerary agenda schedule just right off the cuff. She
wow.
said, all right, make a schedule right now. And mm-hmm. if you could gather everybody's face and like, wait a minute, we can't do this, because what happened is she caught us on that, because she said, look at this. We want things we want to do. We want to do them. And we can't even do a simple task for the day without looking at another list to get
yeah,
started. Because
right.
she said that's part of our problem, mm-hmm. is we are so concerned about carving out the perfect time and doing things. Now, we are, those of us, you know, do not work for ourselves 100% yet. We have to adhere to certain timelines and guidelines, which is good. Is my mom would used to say, or still says, you know, it's called work for a reason. It's not a misnomer. It's called work.
That's why they call it work.
Yes, there's another four-letter word called play, and it's mm-hmm. not called play. It's called work.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're lucky enough to make your work and your play kind of simpatico, that would be nice, but it's not a misnomer. It's called work. And I always say you can either work your nerves, work your brain, or you could just work. So I'm learning to just work. But like I said, we can focus on just doing instead of figuring out how to do. Just do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And even to this day, I'm eating my words of things that I've shared before with others. And like, you know, we all go through life, and if we're lucky, we're continuously learning. We're never done learning.
Mm-hmm.
I know before, years ago, I used to say, okay, if you want to get a good job, you have to go to school. You have to do this. You have
right.
to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've changed my opinion of that.
Yeah, me too.
And it didn't
yeah.
happen overnight.
Because mm-hmm.
sometimes mm-hmm. if you're that one and you have a passion and your drive for it, if you can get your drive and your passion and your fulfillment met by doing, not saying school is not doing, please don't read into that, but that's what we need to do. We need to be more action-based instead of thought-based and trying to calculate an algorithm that's going to make us make sure we get everything done in a certain time frame. We just need to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Be proactive. And I wonder,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm thinking as you're speaking, I think of how many things happened in my life while I was in motion.
You know, you can't drive a parked car. And I just think, like, I went to the conference, and while I was at the conference, I met this person who opened this door. You know, like, or while I, you know, there's a great moment in the book of Genesis where Abraham sends a servant to go find a wife for his son Isaac. And he does. And he's trying to explain what happened. And he says, I, being in the way, the Lord led me. And so sometimes while we're in motion, and it might even seem like what we're doing isn't related to anything bigger. Like while we're doing this, we meet someone who is a great contact to network with for a new job. But if we hadn't gone here, we wouldn't have met this person. If we hadn't sent that email, we never would have had a connection. If we never had, and yet so many times the procrastination in our hearts, you know, it's keeping us from the chain of events, you know, that's going to happen.
Yes, it is.
That's going to bring us to what we really, really want. So do other people play a role in helping us not to procrastinate? What about accountability? Does that help?
Oh, yes, definitely. You need that one person or two persons or five persons that are not going to let you get away with it. You need that, those people, those, yes, you want your amen choir, but you also want your choir that's going to be like, that's going to pull your coattail choir too. You want the ones that are going to say, you want your amen hallelujah choir, you want your persons that are going to support you and go for you, but you also want the ones that are going to kind of gently tap you and say, hey, I thought you said you wanted to do that. You want to, you know, why don't you, you know, not necessarily put you down because you didn't do it, but just kind of highlight or just kind of reflect back to you. It's like, well, I know you said you were really excited about changing careers, you know? Do you want me to kind of assist you with that? You want me to kind of check in with you? Because we are not walking around this world alone, so we need more than two hands on deck with us. It's good to have some with many hands make light work.
Yes. I mean, in a multitude
if you need to phone
us.
And I think that, we have the, I forget the game show, but phone a friend. Phone a friend. And if they're a good friend, they're not going to let you not, it's not going to break a friendship if they kind of, and I don't want to say call on the carpet because that just has so negative connotation to me. I just want to say, just kind of gently say, hey, you know, I'm still rooting for you. I know this is what you really, really want to do.
Yeah.
And I've been struggling with my procrastination, and I have been reaching out to others, and they have been kind of gently reminding me where I'm trying to go.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get rid of the, what is it, the stinking thinking, the negative self-talk, and just doing. So, like I said, it's a push and pull sometimes. It's just, you just got to push more than you pull.
Right. And I wonder if, too, you know, I'm listening, and this is so encouraging, but as I think about, you know, our friends, our faith friends, the ones that help us go forward, the ones that remind us of who we are, they don't necessarily call us out, but they call us in towards our best self. And those
That's
people
the
are
better
so
way.
Precious. They're so wonderful to have in our lives. And I wonder, though, are there times when we have to be our own faith friend? Like, is there a time when we have to sort of remind ourselves of what we're supposed to be doing to reach our goal?
Absolutely. Absolutely. To our own size, we must be true, because we do a lot of faking in this world. And there's a lot of faking, a lot of shifting, a lot of changing to fit, you know, what people want you to do or what you think is right. Sometimes you have to, if this is your goal, your dream, you know, we don't dream together. We may have similar dreams, but when we, our dreams, and we're trying to think about things, those are ours. So it's up to us to be the CEO of our stuff. And, like, we can't go back and say, hey, why didn't you remind me? You know, why didn't you do this? Because we're good for that as well, too, because we will do a blame game in a minute. There's a lot of, you know, myself included, I'm sure we've all uttered a word, well, if such and such would have just, you know, or if I would have met such and such soon, you know. So a lot of that is, because here it is, what did we say before? The stress and anxiety, the mental energy, the work, or the perfectionism. Whatever it is, the behavior, we could summarize the behavior of procrastination, just kind of make it a general statement. What am I not doing to get what I really want to do done?
Wow.
What is the stone that I am putting in the way of my path that's not building me up, but that's getting me more lost? Like, you know, even just taking a simple, I believe it's Grimm's fairy tale. I can't remember, but the Hansel and Gretel. What trail am I leaving? Am I leaving a trail of unfinished business? Or am I leaving a trail that's continuous, flowing? Because procrastination could seem like just little pockets of things that are just not connected. And if you go around with a trail that's not connected, to me, that seems like procrastination. Because you are laying things down. Because remember, not finishing a task is a task.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great point. Yes.
It may not be the way you want to do things, or not answering a question is answering a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you want to look at it that way.
Right. You're right.
Yeah. A response is a response. So let's not forget that not answering, not completing your task is an answer. All right, why am I not finishing this energy? What's the real issue? What's really got me procrastinating? Because we know it's not laziness. It's not laziness. Because whether we complete or finish a task at work, the fact that we get up and take a shower and go and meet the public, that's a success.
Yes.
It's a success. You know, everybody doesn't, you know, hey, we are not promised tomorrow. Everybody doesn't wake up, have the ability to shower. Now, we can talk about the varying degrees of what we get done and what we accomplish, but getting up, taking a shower, and going out to somebody, that's the accomplishment. That's the end goal.
Yeah.
It's just taking, what is your end goal? What are you doing to make yourself get there? What are you doing to keep yourself from getting there? Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes just our mind keeps us more trapped than our body.
Mm-hmm. Yes. These are really good words. And as we go to commercial, I'm thinking about something that my granddaddy said to me one time when I had a dream in my heart and I was doing lots of other things. And they were good things. They were good achievements, but they weren't moving me closer to what I really wanted. And he said, well, how long are you willing to go without the life you really want? And when we come back, we're going to get some practical help from our brilliant, wonderful guest today. And we're going to find out how to get towards the life we really want by cutting back on that procrastination. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute. They told us we had an oil shortage. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of oil.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drum over here? Just clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about it.
I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs supposed to hear it. So who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
When you take your car in for an oil change, a good mechanic will also take care of other routine maintenance to make sure your car runs safely and efficiently. Protecting your health isn't much different. When you get a COVID-19 vaccine, it's important to make sure you're also protected from other serious but preventable diseases. It's easy and convenient to get other routine vaccines at the same time as a COVID-19 vaccine. So make sure you ask a healthcare professional about other vaccines you may need to maintain your health.
I don't recycle. I mean, we can just find another planet for your kids to live on, you know?
Log on to YouGottaBeKidding.org and learn about all the ways you can recycle.
Hey, recycling's just not my thing.
Don't be that guy. Log on to YouGottaBeKidding.org.
We are strong, and we'll get through this together. But these are stressful times. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, and know that you are not alone. Visit WeAreBroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Wow, we are really having an amazing conversation today. A life-changing one. And that's because our guest is a truly wise and kind and phenomenal woman. Would you please reintroduce yourself to us?
Hi, my name is Colly McQueen, licensed professional counselor. Happy to be here.
I'm happy you are here. And if folks could use your help, maybe they think they need some counseling and some of the advice and guidance that you are giving in their own life, how would they contact you?
Email address McQueenColly, K-A-L-I, 06 at gmail.com.
Perfect, perfect. My granddaddy used to say that the devil only has a few weapons and he uses them over and over again. Division, deception, distraction, and delay. So we're talking about procrastination today. And, one of the reasons I think a lot of us procrastinate, it's self-sabotage. It might not really be a lot of real external things, but they're internal things that are causing us to procrastinate. So I want to hand you the mic for a minute and let you teach on this for a bit, procrastination. Practical help.
There are some things, and I do not want to make light. I'm touching on this because there are some links between procrastination and persons with dealing with serious issues, and could be trauma issues as well. Mm. So I would be remiss if I did not mention that too, because that is a reaction for persons who have dealt with, it could be a post-traumatic event, it could be a stressful event. So I do not want to lessen that, because sometimes procrastination is a defense mechanism for some other things that have happened. It's easier to focus on your favorite food at the store not available rather than maybe seeking counseling service or something for something that happened years ago that just happens to be manifesting and keeping you from things too. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the manifestation of procrastination can be part of that as well. Some things we can do is take off the boxing gloves on ourselves, meaning stop saying that you're a failure before you even try. I know I said that earlier, but I do think a lot of times we count ourselves out before we give our chance even the ability to finish a task or complete it. Mm-hmm. So maybe setting yourself up to, you know, sometimes before I said to take the boxing gloves off, mm-hmm. before a fight, you ever watched a organized boxing fight? There's a lot of fanfare before there's an actual fight.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's sure. some music. There's people in your corner. So maybe if you can do something to get you hyped up for the fight, mm-hmm. and, you know, for those of you who say that's a violent analogy, this is, I'm just saying to just kind of get you in the mindset of giving yourself ready for mm-hmm. the circumstance there too. Getting yourself in gear for a fight. So maybe that means the person in the corner that helps the boxer, maybe you need to be around people who are positive and uplifting. Maybe the person that, you know, is more caustic in your life, maybe you don't want to finish your task or get things going talking to them, because they may be the ones that say, yeah, nah, you don't need to finish that right now, just do it later. You know, they could be part of the issue, too. But I do recognize internally it has to start and begin with you, but enlisting others to help you, too. So maybe setting the stage. Maybe it's not the boxing ring, but setting the stage. Mm-hmm. In order for you to finish something, make it conducive to making you want to finish it.
Yes.
Give yourself mm-hmm. that reward even before you finish the whole task.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
If it's that application, I filled it out and I put a stamp on the envelope, and then
yeah.
the next day you mail it, you know, or the computer system too, which I'm learning about.
Like,
you don't even need stamps anymore.
<Mm-mm>.
No. Mm-hmm. So maybe setting your environment. So here's the first step to dealing with, the internal struggles with completing tasks or procrastination or finishing tasks you start is maybe setting the stage, making it attainable. Because you can't get to the end without doing some steps. Sometimes maybe you just got to chunk it a little bit smaller. Maybe the issue or the thing you're trying to work on or not procrastinate on, maybe seeing the finish line, maybe you need to chunk it up a little bit. I mean, make a smaller goal to get to the big goal. Maybe you need to make some smaller wins before you get to the finish line.
That's great. I love that.
So, and I always believe, I'm a firm believer of you set a goal and you set a new one, because you should always work towards, you know, okay, I did that. Because you're always going to want to do something else, hopefully. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're going to say, oh, mm-hmm. that's what I wanted then. It's good to want to change and evolve and do different things. Just like I said, years ago, there was the only one track. If I was working with the young kids, you got to go to school. You got to do this. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You do not have to.
mm-hmm.
All that I said is, and I know I said years ago, all these kids, just hang up the phone. If you got all these stressors from the cell phone, it's a different day and age.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It's a different day and age. You know, you have the fight at the monkey bars 100 years ago. It's a whole different thing. The internet doesn't die. It just keeps going and going and going. So
right.
it is tougher for them. It's tougher for the younger ones.
Yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Now, another thing you can do as mm-hmm. far as you set the stage, you have the positive persons around you. I did share for situations if persons are dealing with trauma or intense anxiety or depression. That's a different, the procrastination is actually more of a defense mechanism. But also, too, you could, like I said, celebrate your small wins, but you can make a simple journal to yourself.
Oh, okay.
Where you kind of, it's like a talking to yourself. It's not necessarily that you're going to, it's not your memoir. It's just taking your temperature and just kind of just seeing, okay, let me dissect myself here. It's like, I'm feeling kind of chin today. Maybe this is not a good day to tackle it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. Because you may say, hey, I tackled it and I was on 3, and the 3 is not my best day and I still accomplished it. So maybe you could have a written thing to show that even though I haven't finished my whatever final task or anything there, that I at least I've made a little stamp on the world. I did something towards it. Like I said, doing something or doing nothing is still doing something.
Yes.
So maybe making yourself just a little written record is like, hey, I didn't feel so great today. I didn't get this done, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still good, and I'm still going to try again.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. There's a great moment in what you're saying that I really want to highlight. There was a friend of mine who told me, you know, we all make to-do lists, right? And she said, well, mm-hmm. now, you know, you're a new mom and everything. Make a what I did today list. Like at the end of every day, just write mm-hmm. down just everything you can remember that you did. And you will be amazed.
Yes.
You know, like instead of thinking, oh, I didn't get anything accomplished today, you'll be like, oh, my goodness, mm-hmm. I did all that. And that
yeah.
helped so much. And so I want to ask you about help. Like help. At what point in our procrastination do we need help? Whatever that means, whether we hire somebody from TaskRabbit to come just do it for us, or we actually,
mm-hmm.
you know, reach out to someone like you, a wonderful professional, or
mm-hmm.
we just need help. What? At what point do we know this is no longer just simple procrastination?
The rule of thumb and thought, I always say, if the idea, the goal, or whatever is affecting more than 50% of your day mm-hmm. and other things aren't getting done mm-hmm. because of it, then I would say it's something to take a deeper dive look into.
Okay.
Because there's a difference between just putting things off and, you know, get to it later. But if it really is affecting your day, you know, more than 50%, like you can't eat, sleep, do mm-hmm. your basic daily functioning, then I would say it would be more cause of alarm because it's beyond a behavior at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming more of a habit and an issue and avoidance and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there are some things we can let go, you know, and it's not going to, you know, affect your day. Like maybe we forgot to take out the trash. It's like, yeah, it's not the greatest thing, but if it really affects your day where you can't move on for the rest of your day because you forgot to take out the trash,
mm-hmm.
I would say it's more of an intense thing, and that's when I would reach out. However, that's just my definition of it. I've learned, I had a volunteer crisis counselor coordinator tell me, what is, you know, ask this all, what is a crisis? And her answer back, we gave all these great answers, you know, we're fresh out of school. And she said, crisis is what anybody deems as a crisis.
Yeah.
And we're all like, mm-hmm. oh, you know. So even me saying that, if it's beyond 50% a day, for somebody else, they might be like, no, I really can't move past this.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's not affecting me 50% of the day, but it's popping up in other areas that I would address too. And it doesn't have to be, you don't need to have full-blown diagnostic evaluation or anything like that. Sometimes you just need the ability to talk and speak with someone who's not going to, one, share your business or state it around. They're going to talk to you one-to-one and take, you know, your specific situation, your specific challenge or crisis or something that you've been putting off and address it with you and work with you individually. So I try not to broad brush too much because that's the unique experience with counseling. You get to talk to someone who you feel comfortable with, and then you guys work on solutions, whether it be chunking and deciding, and chunking, by chunking I mean making smaller tasks from large ideas, just making it smaller to make it more bite-sized and easier for you to digest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to try to work on. And procrastination can even be in areas of like emotionally confronting things and doing things as well too. Mm-hmm. Procrastination doesn't have to be, you know, a work situation or issue as well.
Right. That's an excellent point. Thank you for that. Because right, there's lots of places. And well, what are some of the rewards and benefits to us for overcoming
the biggest reward. Yes, the biggest reward to me is once you get that energy out and you fulfill it, you get that feeling and it's like beyond words, hopefully, when you get that. And then you're like, wow, I finished. I completed. Yeah. You have your own internal trophy. It's like, I got this done. So now I can focus on something else that piques my energy. Or, you know, sometimes we get a goal, but sometimes we got to work on maintaining that level, too, maintaining the goal. So it's like, oh, I got here. Now what I could do? Well, work on maintaining it. Work on ways to tool that feeling and highlight it as well, too. And if you need to, just kind of highlight, remember when I finished that? Give yourself your own trophy. You can go online. You can go in Excel or Word. You can make your own trophy or certificate. You don't need somebody to give you something all the time. You give yourself your own trophy or your own certificate. Because sometimes that other person's not going to be there. And that's okay. They got their own things they're trying to do. We want people to acknowledge and welcome us and say we did a good thing. And I actually even started looking at, you know, we got to start watching, trying to get titles and stuff all the time. Because really, we just want to make sure we're good human beings and get things done. And if we could do that, that's one of the greatest things we can do is be a service to others. And while being a service to others, be a service to ourselves, live authentically, complete tasks, and don't crucify ourselves if we don't get things done in the, I'll do my air quotes, in the perfect way or the best way. But I want to try to strive to be less professional at procrastination and more professional with I want to be more pro and proactive than procrastination. So that's my biggest thing I'm working on.
That's marvelous. Thank you for your transparency and your authenticity. Mm-hmm. Parents, grandparents, teachers, aunts, uncles, all of us who have influence and love children and youth, how can we start our young people on a good path that maybe they make some good habits for the rest of their lives that prevent procrastination?
Okay, now here's the rub. Years ago, there was a commercial. I believe there was an athlete who says, "I am not a role model."
Oh, yeah.
But I'm here to contend, whether we like it or not, younger people's eyes are on us. So if we say one thing and do another, we're going to mirror that. So if you can, the best thing you could do is if your kids or younger persons or people you mentor, if they see you trying and doing, hopefully you can foster that. Or even just being totally off the cuff, if you see someone trying, it doesn't cost much to say, hey, you want some help with that? Or where are you going? You know, every time we always trying to look for, like, jumping the double dutch rope. We're always looking for that perfect time to jump in. Sometimes you just got to step on the rope and go in.
Yeah.
So you see a young person that wants help and wants to do something. You know, even information or just sharing information is free, you know?
Right.
If they ask you a question, you can answer them. You can answer them and try to do that. But it is hard. Modeling is one of those things that it is. Practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes more practice. Practice makes perfect. There's no such thing as perfect. And I think, you know, we alluded to that earlier. The fear of the anxiety of being perfect and having everything taken care of. That's an issue as well.
That's so helpful, because what we want to do also is give ourselves some grace and give grace to the youth in our lives, too. You know, that, you know, okay, you didn't get it done today, but you will. And maybe you did it and it wasn't, you know, as great as you would have liked, but you'll do better later. You know?
Right.
I think sometimes we just have to take time to give ourselves some grace. What about the folks who maybe they never procrastinate? Maybe they are very rigid and they're running themselves ragged. Just got to do it, got to do it, got to do it, no matter what.
Here's the thing. There's not too many things that we got to do in life, but if you can stop, you know, if they got to do it, if that's their, you know, some people, that's their jam. They love it. That's what they want to do. But everybody can't be everything to everybody. Just understand that. If that's what you want to do, I just caution, because sometimes when you operate on all cylinders and you don't take time out for yourself, it's going to get manifested in other ways. Just like we said, the behaviors of the things you procrastinate and don't do, it can affect you mentally and physically. That's what I say. Just everybody just kind of take inventory of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure you take care of yourselves as well. Because even being that high charge lifestyle, that's great. But remember, with the life balance wheel, just try to balance it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Try to balance it out.
Mm-hmm. For all of us, how do we know when we are in balance?
You know you're in balance because you're not pulling from other places to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
You start to feel like, okay, that's done. You do something else. When you're out of back and out of balance, you're doing other activities, thinking about other things. When you're balanced, you can concentrate your energy on one thing at a time, or if anybody's heard the word being present, you'll feel present.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And once you're in balance, what's the best way to stay in balance?
Best way to stay in balance, just like with a car, keep yourself aligned, get yourself tune-ups, whatever tune-up is for you, and keep it running. It's a constant thing. You constantly have to rotate your tires. You constantly have to shift your energy around and make sure you're feeling good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is such wise advice and so helpful. What else do you want us to know about procrastination?
Just want you to know that procrastination is a destination. However, you want to try to change course.
Oh,
that's what I like. And it's not easy. And it's not easy. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy.
Well, we refer to it in this business as a get off the couch step. That every episode or every, you know, broadcast or podcast should have an action step, a get off the couch step. You know, if you listen to this and then continue to procrastinate, you know. So right now, would you give us a pep talk, a get off the couch step?
I will. Look, you are your best you. There's nobody better than you. You can do it. There is nothing stopping you but you. So let the haters hate and keep it moving. You got all the equipment you need. You don't need to go back to school. You don't need to go back to work. You just need to do. Action begets action.
Okay. You heard that, folks. That was absolutely perfect. Thank you so much for joining us today. And as we go, please tell us one more time how someone could hire you and maybe they need your help and assistance.
It is McQueen Collie. 06 at gmail.com.
Perfect.
Oh, sorry, at gmail.com, correct.
Perfect. Oh, perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I feel motivated, and I'm sure.
All right. Well, you can do it. There you go. You can do it.
Nothing to it but to do it. Go do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I truly appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you as well.
All right, friends, we're all going to do it. We're going to do something productive and positive and motivated and inspired, and we will all feel better once we do. I'm so happy that you joined us today. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'm really glad that you were here with us. And I say thank you to you for joining us. Thank you to our beautiful guest today. Thank you to the sponsors and the donors and the network that makes all of this possible for us to have these really delightful conversations. I thank God for every opportunity. Well, we're going to go do something wonderful.
That's right.
You are too. I'll see you next time.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave
you. You've got the power, the world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.